Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got our good buddy Brad back on the show. Brad is one of our top salesmanship experts. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy, probably, not even just the planet. And his book is called I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and also another one is called Munchies for Salespeople, and he's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
It really is. You? It's just living the dream. Another day in paradise.
I get that all the time, Brad. it's so makes me so happy to hear people say that over and over again. And the sky's beautiful in my world, too, Brad. Did you know that?
The sky's beautiful out here, too.
Hey, Brad, one of the biggest challenges of a growing small business is, and probably the very first layer of management that a small business will install between themselves, the founder, owner, and employees, is a sales manager. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think the sales manager is the spoke that drives the wheel, so to speak.
But it's the first, but it's not just an important decision. It's not just an important management decision. It's often the very first one they ever make.
Yes. To hire one, you mean?
To hire, to install, to yes. put, to give, you know, typically, as you know, typically they don't hire a manager. They almost never do. It's almost always somebody in-house that they just sort of evolve into that.
Yeah, and too often it's, the sword is passed over their chest. Congratulations, you're the sales manager. Because you were the last man standing.
That's exactly right. Or worse, they make the best salesperson they have the sales manager, which is the worst thing in the world you can do.
Absolutely, because great salespeople don't necessarily make great managers.
Most of the time
they don't. Great salespeople don't make bad managers mm-hmm. either. So they're two totally different job responsibilities, and one that I think the sales manager, as I said, is important person in an organization, especially right now, simply because they're the ones that have to keep the staff up, so to speak, even in down times, mm-hmm. so that they provide their maximum in sales skills and techniques and abilities and all those kinds of things. Very difficult to do when you keep getting no, no, no all the time.
Right.
And keeping the staff motivated is essential.
Well, exactly. Back to the idea of putting who do you put in charge of a job like this? The worst sales manager I ever saw had been the best salesperson I ever saw.
Right.
And the best sales manager I ever met or ever worked with couldn't sell his way out of a paper bag. Probably a little harsh. He probably wasn't that bad, but a sales manager is a different set of skills from being a salesperson, isn't it?
Totally different set of skills. To be keen on lots of different things, from customer service to sometimes they are responsible for buying merchandising and product mix and all those kinds of things. But the area that I like to focus on is the role that the sales manager plays in interacting with the sales staff. And what I mean by that is that the sales manager has to be there, especially nowadays where tough, or we could say a lot tough in many situations, in that they need to be there to listen in on sales presentations, to give positive reinforcement and the pats on the back and the attaboys and attagirls that people need when they do a good job, and they need to be there to actually get out on the sales floor, out on the road or whatever, to make sure that the deals are closed.
Well,
and while they may not be the best salesperson, they carry that authority with them. Mm-hmm. That sometimes that's all the customer needs is that little extra oomph in order to get pushed over the edge to where they're actually making it.
Well, it sort of like a teacher, isn't it, or a professor?
Professors
and teachers may not be able to actually do what they teach in life as much, it does require a certain kind of skill to teach other people how to do that.
Well, you're exactly right, and I had the job as the sales manager, sales trainer, as a teacher, mm-hmm. and we've talked before, and I'll just briefly state. Good teacher, there's five things that have to happen in order for somebody to learn the information.
Hold on to those five things.
We're gonna
talk about those when we come back right after these messages. And we're also going to talk about how a sales manager, instead of giving your vision and your direction for the company's sales activity to all the salespeople, if you're the owner, if you got a sales manager, give it to that person. Let them execute that. Other things. 20 till. Brad Huskin is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15. Anywhere in between those times, we got something you can read or listen to. You can ask questions and get answers at our knowledge base. You can check out my blog, which I post to on a regular basis, which will follow you home with that, by the way, if you want to subscribe. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll follow you home with that and send that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, we got our Brain Trust members and the articles and the archives that they have deposited with us over the years. Lots and lots of information there that will help you in your small business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Brad Huskin is our guest, folks. President of IAS Training. He's an outstanding sales trainer. He travels the world teaching people like you and me how to become better salespeople and our people. Better salespeople. His book is called I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and also Munchies for Salespeople. And Brad, as we went to the break, you were going to give us five things that I think you were talking about, five things a sales manager must be able to do.
Yeah, it was actually the five criteria for training people.
Okay.
And that is, number one, the people have to hear the information. Number two, they have to read the information. Number three...
Now these are salespeople, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is criteria that the sales manager has to install into the training process in order to get retention and application.
Now, folks, this is going to be in the test, so start over again, Brad.
Okay, number one, they have to hear it. So the sales manager has to be able to speak the spoken word and teach them the things that they need to know in order to be successful, mm-hmm. where it comes to sales techniques, product knowledge, operations, customer service, those things. Number two, they have to read it. So it has to be in some written documentation form, so that people that learn via reading are going to be able to disseminate the information as well. Number three, they have to be able to write it. In other words, written comprehension, that they actually understood the points that we were talking about through the mm-hmm. spoken word. And then they have to role play it.
That's number four.
In real life situations, which people hate doing, but they have to do it.
Role playing is one of the most powerful teaching tools ever devised. If you're not role playing with your people, ladies and gentlemen, you are not competitive. I'm just going to say it as plainly as I can say, Brad. I've been role playing since the mid 70s. Even today, I role play either with myself or with members of my company on proposals, on speeches, on presentations. Role playing is very powerful and very important.
All the best people do.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saw a little story on Tiger Woods right before the U.S. Open, and he'd won the tournament a couple weeks before, and everybody else took the next day off, and he flew up to the golf course
yeah.
where the tournament was being held, and he went and played the course.
Yeah. Well, or if you'll notice, another thing they'll talk about, what a lot of great players will do, is the last thing they do when they get ready to practice, when they're practicing to go play the first round or a round, is the last thing they'll do is they'll hit the two shots that will be required for the first hole.
Right.
That's role playing.
Exactly.
And so go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that just chaps me is the fact that sales is about the only profession that I can think of where we actually practice on our public.
Yeah, right.
And if you think about that in any great detail, you know how scary it is, because I certainly don't want to get on an airplane where the guy says, which direction do I head to
exactly,
Denver now?
Exactly.
Because I'm not going with him, so to speak.
So they got to hear, they got to read, they got to say it, they got to role play it, and...
And then they have to be observed doing it in real live situations.
Mm-hmm.
And the observation part is where our positive reinforcement coaching and critiquing and fine-tuning and all those things have to come into play. Because sometimes what you say and what is heard is two totally and completely different things,
mm-hmm.
as you well know. So,
but then a sales manager has to be able to execute all those steps. But Napoleon said that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. The sales manager also has to inspire, doesn't he or she?
Yeah, and that's what I mean kind of in the fact that I said they've got to be out there on the floor, on site, or traveling with their sales rep on occasion to give the positive reinforcement, because that is that ribbon. The positive reinforcement that we give people, the pats on the back, the attaboys, and any types of goals and incentives and motivation that we can provide, which brings up a whole different topic we could talk about another day, is, but you can't motivate somebody to do something they don't want to do.
You can't teach motivation, can you?
No, you really can't. And motivation is something internally within each individual, and the best that we can do is to set it up so that they motivate themselves.
Attitude is something that you have or you don't have. Now, you can improve your attitude, and you can go from having a bad attitude to a good attitude. But if you're the kind of person that isn't capable of having a good attitude, having a good spirit, and having being someone who can motivate, coaches will tell you that, won't they? You can't coach having a good spirit and having a great attitude. You got to have that yourself, don't you?
Yeah, you really do, and that's why all roads lead back to the sales manager, because I think the sales manager sets the tone for what attitude that the sales staff is going to choose to have that particular day, week, or month.
But I'm also going to say, Brad, that some people may have a bad attitude because they've never worked for anybody who inspired them.
That could possibly be
and
true as
so,
well.
And so maybe, folks, before you write somebody off, maybe look at yourself. Are you inspiring them enough? And if you're not, maybe you've got to kick it up a notch or two, and maybe that's what will redeem someone else. Going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend, our sales manager expert, Brad Huskin. Stay with us.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Stevie Nicks bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Brad Huskin is our guest. Brad, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your books, please.
Well, I'm at www.iastraining.com.
Iastraining.com, all right.
Yep, and I'm not Twittering yet, but I'm looking at doing that.
What's the problem, Brad?
Well, I lost my Twitter somewhere.
Well, you're like me, you've always been a twit, but...
yes, that's true. People have said that.
This is getting out of hand.
I also have a free newsletter that we email out every week. It's called Sales Insight.
It's outstanding, too, by the way. I'm a happy subscriber.
And if they go to my website, they can certainly subscribe to that. I'd love to hear from them.
All right.
And the new thing we're doing is we're traveling around the country with my new Train the Trainer course, which is a 3-day course designed exclusively for owners and managers.
And so you train sales managers.
What's that?
You train sales managers.
Train sales managers on how to be the leaders on the sales floor.
Yeah.
So they can get more information on my website.
Iastraining.com. Check it out. And the books are there too, by the way, folks. So, okay. So last thoughts, Brad, on sales managers.
Well, my final thoughts are, in these times when it's a bit slow and people get a little bit complacent, it's up to the sales manager to keep that person busy. And I don't mean doing just busy work, but there's lots of things that still need to be done, whether you got customers coming in the door, you're packed full of people, or you got tons of appointments, and that is fine-tuned selling skills. And when business is slow, this is the perfect time to apply some of the information that may not have been applied completely in the past and get everybody up to speed and doing the best job they possibly can, because sell them, and for a salesperson not to sell them is just unacceptable today.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you got somebody who glances your way in the marketplace, you gotta act like you know. I was sitting with a guy at a watering hole one time, and he said, "Look at that." He said, "See that girl over there?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "She's looking over here." He said, "I think that means something." And I said, "I think it means that everybody's got to be looking somewhere." and he thought she was looking at him, you know.
Uh-huh.
He said, "I think she's just looking because everybody's got to look somewhere."
Yep,
but
exactly.
these days you got to have that attitude almost, don't you? Somebody glances your way, you got to say, "Hey, maybe that's an opportunity."
Yeah, people don't glance your way just for no reason. There's got to be some reason there.
Well, even if they do, you got to use that. You got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I tease that I've never been in a tropical bird store because I don't want those things. I've never been in a fabric store because I don't know how to do that stuff. And if I should happen into a store or some business, then chances are pretty darn good that I might be interested in what you have to sell.
Exactly.
So.
Well, and that includes every aspect. I mean, whether they get to your website, if they email you, if they call you, if you get a whiff that somebody's in interest. I mean, we have to turn over every rock these days, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's not. I don't know that we'll ever see the days that we've seen in the past. It's not easy, and it gets getting harder and harder and harder. But you know what? I think in the end, it's going to make us all much stronger.
Well, this is when we find out what we're made of.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you something else, Brad. When things are so great, when sales are so great that all you have to do is open the doors, unlock the doors, and get out of the way, you don't have time or the inclination. Even though you've probably got the money, you don't have the time or the inclination to train and to upgrade your capability.
Yes.
Now, other than the money, and the money is a lot less expensive to train people and get people professional as they used to be. You got the time now, and you got the inclination. Why not do it?
Right. Training is very expensive if you don't use it.
It's more expensive.
It's very inexpensive if you do use it.
Yeah.
I had a guy say to me, "Well, what if I spend all this money on training and they quit?" And I just had to say, "What if you don't and they stay?"
Yeah. that's exactly right. So what are you seeing out there in the economy, Brad? You're out there across the country. What's your impression? Is there's a light at the end of the tunnel? Is it a train coming at us, or is it really the sunlight?
No, I think the sunlight's really coming at us, and I think the balance of this year is going to continue to be tough, and you know, who knows what Christmas is going to bring for many retailers, but I see a light at the end of the tunnel. I think people are feeling good about
better.
You know, some
good.
Of the things that are going on. Yeah, I wouldn't say good. I think they're feeling better. And frankly, as Americans, I think we're getting sick and tired of sitting around and worrying.
We don't like this, do we?
No, we don't.
We don't like
this
being
at all.
Like this, do we? We're pathological optimists.
Exactly. So we want to get out there and have fun and spend some money and go on vacation and do all the things that
and
we're used
to successful.
Doing. And be successful. And that's the whole key.
That's what we want. And that's
and if
and
we
that's,
get everybody and, doing that again.
And that's the attitude. And that's what we need from leaders, right?
Exactly.
Not excuses, but help us be successful. Hey, thanks, Brad, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. I appreciate
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. He'll be back. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.